VoiceOver on. Files. Done. Button. How to catalog a crisis, and afterward to lost and found. Dance. HIV/AIDS. New York. Then and now. 2016. One day someone asks. 1. Issue 42 reader/how to catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found. Dance. HIV AIDS. New York. Then and now. 2016.html number sign n1. You to remember. To return to a time you don't return to often. And to do so in public. In print. Unerasable. It is both an honor and a burden. You send your words to an email address. A name you don't recognize. And then you get an answer back. The name you don't recognize has read your words and treated them with care. Sent them back to you caressed and clean. This is a new feeling and unexpected. You start to think of the name you don't recognize as having dimension. Having listening ears. And you know nothing about them except the way they handle your words. Use the rotor to access lit. You are writing about ghosts to a ghost. And then you are no longer a ghost. Or your ghosts are no longer ghosts. They enter into a three-way with you and your ghosts. They know things although they weren't there. They are the bridge that puts you into relationship with the others. You can't know what the others are writing. But you feel the edges around you. You feel them waiting to receive you. How do you know you can trust your own memory? Your own way through the words and the years. You wanted to create a memorial. Or you wanted to destroy one. You wanted to speak clearly but softly. You wanted an apology. Or to apologize. I was CC'd. The managing editor. I had all these strings hanging from me. I was hungry and exhausted and needy. But quiet about it. You were surprised at how closely I looked. How I took apart the words in my hands and reshaped them before they could harden against themselves. I. Platform as curatorial model and iteration. DanceBase Projects Platform 2016. Lost and Found reckoned with the impact of HIV/AIDS on downtown dance in New York. More specifically, it sought to explore how the early years of the epidemic affected multiple generations of dancemakers. It did so by taking a multifaceted approach, including performance reconstructions, newly commissioned dance works, film screenings, readings, conversations, a Zine project, a vigil, and a catalog http://www.dancebaseproject.org/catalog/lost-and-found/. The platform model, an artist. Curated set of exhibitions that unfold over time. 2. Issue 42 reader/how to catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found. Dance. HIV AIDS. New York. Then and now. 2016.html number sign n2. Was developed in 2009-2010 by Judy Hussey Taylor, Executive Director of DanceBase Project. Use the rotor to access link, page 2 of 11. Lost and Found was co-curated by Ishmael Houston Jones and Will Rawls, two black queer men of different generations, backgrounds, and aesthetics, both connected to downtown dance and invested in questions of blackness, queerness, and experimental dance. They desired to mitigate the erasure of people of color from historical and contemporary narratives of HIV/AIDS, to emphasize the current demographics of HIV/AIDS, and to address and honor the work of grieving and caregiving that has so often been performed by women. 3. Issue 42 reader/how to catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found. Dance. HIV AIDS. New York. Then and now. 2016.html number sign n3. The initial impetus for the platform was Houston Jones' rediscovery of a zine he and his friends had made in 1998 on the 10th anniversary of the death of their friend John. Use the rotor to access links. Burned. Thus, the platform was initiated by an archive but also by an absence. What dance works might have been brought into existence? What were the effects of illness, trauma, and death on aesthetics, on relationships, on younger artists deprived of mentors and teachers? 2. What's in a catalog? I was brought on as a curatorial fellow to work on the platform primarily because my doctoral research focused on queer sociality and performance in 80s-90s New York in the context of the advent of HIV/AIDS. Additionally, I was, and am, a dance writer and active in the community. Long accustomed to working independently, I suddenly found myself part of a curatorial team, a durational performance if there ever was one. We would sit around a table in a windowless conference room on 2nd Avenue. Will, Judy, Ishmael, Lydia Bell, program director at DSP, myself, sometimes others. The walls were orangey pink, and we could choose lamplight or overhead fluorescence. We met and we swapped ideas, threw out names of performers, allocated tasks, created timelines. This was a collaboration. Nothing belonged to anyone. We had a common goal and we wanted to get there together. It was beautiful, the way our minds worked together, high speed, short cutting, adding to, dialogic. The catalog was an ambitious project, not only because of the far-reaching and interdisciplinary nature of the platform, but also because of the weight of representing historical and ongoing HIV/AIDS. It was a too-much-slash-not-enough problem. 4. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N4. We wanted archival materials, seminal texts, fresh approaches. We wanted poetry, and interviews, and artwork. We wanted a lot of voices, and we wanted them to talk to each other. Will was interested in queer zines as a locale where fandom, rage and sex can meet feminist, minority and queer politics and history. 5. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N5, and he helped drive the catalog in the direction of a zine, with self-contained sections, and strange bedfellows on opposing pages. Eventually it even took on the aesthetics of a zine. With the aid of, use the rotor to access Lynn, the designer, Judith Walker, Will brought in other anthologies and catalogs for inspiration, including the two-volume anthology Queer Zines and the catalog for This Will Have Been, Art, Love and Politics in the 1980s. I brought up the relevance of Black gay literary anthologies such as In the Life, Brother to Brother, Black Hurt, Other Countries, and The Road Before Us, also independently published in the 80s and 90s, which provided much needed space to address the impact of HIV/AIDS as it intersected with racism and homophobia. Page 3 of 11. While the zine, short for fanzine, is generally associated with DIY punk music/culture, 6. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N6. The anthology as a genre goes back to the early 17th century and was generally a collection of poems by various authors. Its literal translation from the Greek is flower gathering. 7. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N7. The word catalog derives from 14th century French and means list or index. 8. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N8. The sign, the anthology, and the catalog have different histories, functions, and economies. Our catalog aimed to incorporate elements from all three. Exhibition catalogs involve, at a minimum, the documentation of included works and often provide critical context for an exhibition. 9. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N9. Documenting a platform made up of live events poses unique challenges, not the least of which is the fact that the catalog is printed before the events take place. So, while there is a schedule of events to be found at the back of the catalog, as well as a bio for each artist involved, it is inevitable that the catalog would be skewed more towards the critical apparatus and look to documenting and archiving through other means. 10. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N10. 11. Issue 42 reader/how-to-catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance HIV AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N11. Use the rotor to documenting the impact of HIV/AIDS brings with it its own set of challenges and anxieties. Beyond providing evidence, we were here, this really happened, etc. We wanted to ensure that we didn't fill our pages with the most visible and oft-cited voices. We wanted to respect the traumatic losses experienced by survivors of the early years of the epidemic while also avoiding the reinforcement of the mistaken notion that AIDS is over and no longer a crisis. We sought to do this by creating space for younger voices and perspectives and by putting them in intergenerational conversation. But no matter what, as Will Rawls wrote of the Memory Palace section of the catalog, it is an unfinished building. 12. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance HIV AIDS New York Then and Now. 2016.html number sign N12. The catalog, as evidence, as an object that lasts, reflects a live dialogue among people with the limitations of their own knowledge and experiences, as well as the material constraints of time and budget. 3. Editing and Intimacy. It was agreed early on that I would be the managing editor, while the conceptualization of the catalog was collaborative. I was to manage the workflow. The curator sent out invitations and requests. 13. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance HIV AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N13. The curatorial team created the structure together. And then I began to receive the real effects of the invitations, the texts. I began working one-on-one as an editor. Full disclosure, for the catalog, I edited an essay by Theodore Kerr, the editor of this issue of On Curating. It was careful work, requiring timeliness, attentiveness to the texts and to the politics and emotions around them, and really, care. I was conscious that a lot of the contributors were caretakers and survivors, had taken care of others without necessarily assessing the toll that had taken on them. Page 4 of 11. I received the texts, and they were still partially attached to real people. I had to carefully remove them, and sometimes they were still wet and I had to proceed with caution, with care. It was impossible not to develop intimacy. I became a repository for fears, for doubts, for anger, for I don't know what else. How did I proceed? Intuitively. The words, my love for them, what moved between us, they made us unstrange to each other. As we both strove to make them stronger. Track changes, phone calls, it wasn't just the process of writing, it was the occasion, the harrowing revelation, doomsday, that we were marking. Editing is largely an invisible labor. It's collaborative, and it requires compromise. It was agreed upon that I could be promoted to co-editor because of my role in suggesting contributors and materials. The fact that I edited each piece, not always exclusively, and that I worked closely with the designer. I considered, and consider, myself extremely lucky to have been able to enter into such direct relationships with so many people that I admired. I knew that I could edit, due to my background as a writer, reader, and over a decade of teaching writing. But it wasn't until this project that I learned I was a skillful editor, and had that labor valued. The intimate nature of the editing process meant that the import of my work often did not travel outwards. Was not necessarily legible. There was also my status as a curatorial fellow. My involvement in the platform was significant but not really explicit. When the catalog release party, https://www.newmuseum.org/calendar/view/1103/readings-from-lost-found a preview of Dance Space Project S Platform 2016, was planned to take place at the New Museum. Aside from being asked if I had suggestions for who should read, I was not invited to take part in the event. Honestly, that did not feel great. Use the rotor. How does editing relate to curation? How does editing relate to HIV/AIDS? Some intersections include caretaking, patience, the conditions of / around the writing, grief, and trauma. Past exclusions. Relational fissures. There is also the specificity of the medium of written language and the unease around writing that many people experience. HIV/AIDS was the connection between us. By nature, the role of the editor is to focus on the writer. As for myself, I was somewhat anonymous, a supportive and skillful procurer, not clear about my own stakes, and yet my stakes and my experience very much shaped the feedback process. Participating in the process of extending catalog invites, I saw that a mere invitation could not possibly make up for decades of exclusion and undercitation, for resentments and splits within the dance community, often along the fault lines of race and gender. This awareness crystallized in the context of my communication with the artist Julie Tolentino, who has helped me to see how the Memory Palace invitation, and its prescribed length, was not quite as neutral as we imagined it to be. While we had specified 100 words max in the link, share, button. Alert. Accessibility short. Select voiceover off. Voiceover on. Files. Done. Button. This awareness crystallized in the context of my communication with the artist Julie Tolentino, who has helped me to see how the Memory Palace invitation, and its prescribed length, was not quite as neutral as we imagined it to be. While we had specified 100 words max in the call, informally we decided to just work with what we got. Sometimes the contributions were so long that we took them out of the Memory Palace section. However, I imagine that not everyone felt equally entitled to push beyond the space they were allotted, did not view the parameters as negotiable, according to their own histories of marginalization. Therefore, we were complicit in reinforcing already existing access and privilege patterns. The word limit was an effort to equally distribute page space. In retrospect, though, that's not really how equity works, is it? I'm grateful to Julie for taking the time to illustrate with grace the emotional weight that accompanied her inclusion in the catalog. Here's an email she sent during the editing process, used with her permission. 14, issue 42 reader/how to catalog a crisis and afterward to lost and found dance hiv AIDS New York then and now 2016.html number sign N14. Use the rotor to access. Subject, re, lost and found. Memory Palace date, July 10th, 2016 at 11 hours, 29 minutes, and 59 seconds p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Dear Jaime, appreciate others who can be so concise to meet the parameters for submission. I write about, with, and for a fellow brown queer dear friend who had limited time here, and in, the, dance, world. I offer too much, a self with another and it's imprecise, rambling. Righteous disassembly slash combination of words, secrets, realness, reading, and resistance. A photo or 100 words could never get us there. This border crossing into 445 plus words is a meager offering. Page 6 of 11. Page 5 of 11. A photo or 100 words could never get us there. This border crossing into 445 plus words is a landscape. Somewhat anonymous. This awareness crystal done. Button. 18 of 32. Alert. Selected. Voice. Voiceover off. Voiceover on. Landscape. Home button to the right. A photo or 100 words could never get us there. This border crossing into 445 plus words is a meager offering. Appreciate sharing with you. Means the world. Page 16 of 32. Page 17 of 32. That last phrase of Julie's, means the world, conjures not just a gesture of gratitude, but also, the tender and difficult ways of knowing, of being, that make our worlds. The people we are in relationship with and those whose legacies we bear have shaped the way our worlds mean. As cultural producers and curators who care about HIV/AIDS, how do we ensure that all these worlds keep meaning? How do we care for the survivors, the living linked to the dead, the currently impacted, ourselves, as we attempt to expand and reconstitute histories of HIV/AIDS? V. On Canon, S. I believe that the strength of the catalog lies in its multiple modalities, its non-linear and non-chronological approach, enabled by the content and design, to some of the intersections of HIV/AIDS and performance. It wasn't until we were a couple drafts in, working with the designer, that someone, I think Judy, noticed a huge proofreading error. The word forward rather than forward was featured in blocky bolded letters at the start of the essay with which she opened the catalog. We all laughed, with relief, at the discovery, The foreword is preparatory, meant to ready the reader for what is to come, and forward is future-looking. But with a little digging, I found that the two words are not as distinct as they appear to be. The word forward didn't come into use until the mid-19th century and seems to be an adaptation from German. 15. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now. 2016.html number sign N15. It is differentiated from a preface by usually being written by an outside commentator rather than the author, and being signed. Forward proved a little more complicated. Forward, ADJ, https://www.atimonline.com/word/forward, Old English, 16th century, forward toward the front, in front, toward the future, at the beginning. 16, issue 42. Reader/How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N16. Use the rotor to access page 17 of page 18 of 32. Portrait. Done. Button. It is everywhere at once. It is pointing in multiple directions. In there it is 1995 text. Archive Fever. Written before the arrival of protease inhibitors in 1996, so that I can't help but read into it the specificity of HIV/AIDS. He refutes the assignment of archives to the past. Rather, what archives bring into being is he question of the future itself, the question of a response, of a promise and of a responsibility for tomorrow. The archive, if we want to know what that will have meant, we will only know in times to come. Perhaps. Not tomorrow, but in times to come. Later on or perhaps never. 17. Issue 42 Reader/How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N17. Use the rotor to... If we consider the catalog as an archive, imperfect as it is, each time it is engaged with, passed on, thumbed through, it tangles out into more possibility. The archivist produces more archive, and that is why the archive is never closed. It opens out of the future. 18. Issue 42 Reader/How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now. 2016.html number sign N18. An epilogue promises to provide closure, to tie up any remaining loose knots. But to do that here would be to do violence. Much as the call for the end of AIDS raises the question of where that places those who are currently seropositive. I hope this essay can operate as an afterword, providing more but not all of the context for the production of the catalog, which will continue to circulate, growing more historical by the minute. At the same time, I wish for the catalog a continual expansion, through shadow texts, addendums, alert, low battery, low power mode, button. Files. Done. Button. If we consider the catalog as an archive, imperfect as it is, each time it is engaged with, passed on, thumbed through, it tangles out into more possibility. The archivist produces more archive, and that is why the archive is never closed. It opens out of the future. 18. Issue 42 Reader/How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now. 2016.html number sign N18. An epilogue promises to provide closure, to tie up any remaining loose knots. But to do that here would be to do violence. Much as the call for the end of AIDS raises the question of where that places those who are currently seropositive. I hope this essay can operate as an afterword, providing more but not all of the context for the production of the catalog, which will continue to circulate, growing more historical by the minute. At the same time, I wish for the catalog a continual expansion, through shadow texts, addendums, appendixes, hyperlinks, marginalia, a multidirectional, forward movement. Use the rotor to access page 7 of 11. List items. Button. Some of you may be familiar with the term from dance composition, canon, where a unison movement phrase is begun / ends at different points in time. Variations in facing, pacing, etc., are also possible by a group of dancers. Many more of you are likely familiar with the term as one that denotes a literary or artistic list of great works, a term associated with legacies of power, patriarchy, colonialism, etc. 19. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis, an afterword to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N19. 20. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance Hiv AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N20. I first made the connection between these two canons while watching Stage Gun Dance, 1988 by Neil Greenberg, a choreographer also involved in the platform. 21. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance. HIV AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N21, on video about a year ago. As part of my research into his long-standing, often playful but not apolitical, interrogation of the ways in which meaning-making occurs in dance. In this dance, Greenberg projects a slide that reads, A canon, as the dancers are seen dancing. Indeed, in canon. A few minutes later, using the same formatting, he projects a drawing of a canon, which garners a few laughs. Use the rotor to access links. While a phrase danced in canon has no inherent subversive value, it does provide a visceral experience of taking in more than one approach at once. This choreographic strategy has been adapted from musical composition, where it is described as the strictest form of contrapuntal. Imitation. 22. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance HIV AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N22. Counterpoint, in turn, is defined as the ability, unique to music, sick, to say two or more things at once comprehensively. The term derives from the expression punctus contra punctum, that is point against point or note against note. In common usage the word refers to the combination of simultaneous parts, each of significance in itself and the whole resulting in a coherent texture, and is, in this sense, synonymous with polyphony. http://www.oxfordreference.com/views/10.1093/acrif/9780195781008000001000001978015781008E7165 23. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance HIV AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N23. There is something generative, I think, in applying this choreographic tool to the work of curation related to HIV/AIDS. Rather than fixing and reinforcing canons in performance and the arts more broadly, rather than looking only at individual list items, button. 9780199597810, list items, button. Alert, accessibility short, select voiceover off. Voiceover on. Files. Done. 9780199597810E7165 23. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance HIV AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N23. There is something generative, I think, in applying this choreographic tool to the work of curation related to HIV/AIDS. Rather than fixing and reinforcing canons in performance and the arts more broadly, rather than looking only at individual works and individual artists, we can look at alliances and disconnections, overlaps and crossovers. Work that was created at the same time but facing different directions. F. Or music to be truly contrapuntal there must always be a balance between independence and interdependence. 24. Issue 42 Reader / How to Catalog a Crisis and Afterward to Lost and Found Dance HIV AIDS New York Then and Now 2016.html number sign N24. Inclusion and interrelation. Counterpoint is a useful heuristic to take up in relations to counter-narratives. Rather than thinking of counter-narratives as opposed to or against a mainstream or authorized narrative. We can think of them as simultaneous, polyphonic. This also guards against the essentializing and simplifying that can occur when one counter-narrative is offered to the exclusion of many others. Dancing in canon is about relationship across difference. Although performing in canon can imply a hierarchical structure, there is some original, true phrase and its reconfigurations. The pleasure and excitement that comes with witnessing this movement lies in the feeling of familiarity and estrangement. Have I seen this before? On another body? In a different spatial arrangement? It's often impossible to pinpoint an origin, an originary appearance. It's all variation. When did it begin? When did it end? Who is leading? And then suddenly everyone falls into unison for a moment and you are pleased and relieved. You hadn't imagined it after all. It was there the whole time. Jaime Shern Cohn is a writer, editor, and PhD candidate in English at the Graduate Center, CUNY. He is the recipient of the 2019-2020 CUNY/Schomburg Archival Dissertation Fellowship, awarded towards the completion of his dissertation project, Metamorphosis Theater, Performance at the Intersection of HIV/AIDS, Race, and Sexuality. Jamie's writing has appeared in publications including TDR, The Drama Review, Critical Correspondence, Drain Magazine, The Brooklyn Rail, Jacket 2, Movement Research Performance Journal, Gulf Coast, Women and Performance, and Bodies of Evidence, Ethics, Aesthetics, and Politics of Movement. With Tara Aisha Willis, he co-wrote two, curated Marking the Occasion at Mount Tremper Arts, NY, in June 2019. Jaime is a co-editor of Dance Space Project's 2016 platform catalog, Lost and Found, Dance, New York, HIV/AIDS, Then and Now, and author of the chapbook Turn It Over, published by Argos Books. Alert. Selected. Voiceover. Button. Voiceover off.